Perek Chaf Gimel Mishnah Beis says the Mishnah Mona Adam es Orchav ve es Parparosav Mipiv Avalomenaksav. A person can count on Shabbos his guests that he invited for this meal and the various dishes Balpeh, but not reading them from a written menu, which is actually halacha lemaisa. You're not supposed to read and use a written menu on Shabbos because most posts can assume those. The concern is a person might write or erase or mark something down with a pen or a pencil on Shabbos, and therefore you're not supposed to use a written menu. Not only that, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, umafis amanu v'nei beiso ala shulchan uvavach liyiskavin lasos amanu gedolken in magad katana. You can also, on Shabbos, have a lottery among the people at the table regarding which, let's say, mana, which literally means a portion, let's say pieces of chicken, which is going to go to which person, as long as you don't have the intention of this person getting this specific piece, mishum kubya, because that's similar to gambling, which is a problem of mekach u'memkar, aside from the general issues about the halachas related to gambling, but it's a concern that maybe someone is going to start keeping track of the different pieces of chicken that are being doled out specifically for different people, and that is a problem of a gezeira, a concern, shema yichtov, maybe you will come to write. Umatilan chaloshan amalakot shem yomtov avalo al hamanos. If you have a korban which was shechted on yomtov, you can divide it among kohanim with a lottery, avalo al hamanos, not on the portions when it was shechted yesterday on Friday, because if it was shechted on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you should have done it yesterday. Mishnah Gimel. Oh, quick reminder, if you have not yet marked your calendar, this Thursday night, Marana Rav Kershel Shechter Shlitz is going to be joining us at our Siyum. We are just a few Mishnayos left, just 4 days left to finishing all of Maseches Shabbos. So please join us Thursday night on Zoom. It's going to be amazing. Mishnah Gimel lo yischar adam poalim b'Shabbos. A person should not hire workers on Shabbos, even if they're not going to work on Shabbos. They're going to work during the week, because you're not supposed to speak about things, plans for malachos that are taking place during the week. You should not discuss them on Shabbos. You shouldn't say on Shabbos, tomorrow I'm driving to Wisconsin. You could say I'm going, because you could theoretically walk with an Eruv, but you shouldn't say I'm driving. And therefore you can't say to your friend, could you please hire workers for me? Similarly, a person lives in a city, and outside the city he has business interests. You can't walk to the end of the tchum so that Motzoi Shabbos, 10 seconds after Havdalah, you can be right there, Johnny on the spot, for your business interests, or to hire workers who are out there. Because if you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't be machshich, you can't start preparing by walking out to the edge of the property. But you are allowed to walk out to the end of your property, and you're allowed to be prepared to watch your fruits, Motzei Shabbos, and bring them with you. Why? Because there's no Isser of watching your field on Shabbos. There's an Isser of hiring people, and therefore you can't walk out there to hire people, but there's no Isser of watching your field, and therefore you're allowed to be machshich, you're allowed to walk out as the day gets dark, the end of Shabbos afternoon. What's the reason? Rabbi Abba Shol
says, Kol shani zaka ba'amiraso, anything that I'm allowed to speak about, Rashai ani lahachshich olav, I can darken on it, meaning I can walk out to the edge of my property as it gets dark on Shabbos afternoon to prepare Motzei Shabbos. Since I'm allowed to speak about it, because it's not a malacha, I'm allowed to walk out and to start to prepare for it. And in general, it's an idea that mimitzo chevtzecha v'dabar davar, these are two integral ideas of Shabbos brought by the Nevi'im, that mitzo chevtzecha, we should leave our business interests around Shabbos, v'dabar davar, we're not allowed to speak about things that are not Shabbos-oriented, and therefore there is also a restriction on speaking about things which are not for Shabbos, they are malachas for after Shabbos.